In the mornings at his Woodside mansion, he would wake Powell up by blasting the Fine Young Cannibals' "She Drives Me Crazy" on his tape deck. Yet at other times, he would ignore her. Steve would fluctuate between intense focus, where she was the center of the universe, to being coldly distant and focused on work, said Smith. He had the power to focus like a laser beam, and when it came across you, you basked in the light of his attention. When it moved to another point of focus, it was very, very dark for you. It was very confusing to Laureen. Once she had accepted his marriage proposal on the first day of 1990, he didn't mention it again for several months. Finally, Smith confronted him while they were sitting on the edge of a sandbox in Palo Alto. What was going on? Jobs replied that he needed to feel sure that Powell could handle the life he lived and the type of person he was. In September, she became fed up with waiting and moved out. The following month, he gave her a diamond engagement ring, and she moved back in.